Busy by Negan's Lucille Tumblr. Sam hasn't looked at you in 5 minutes, not that you've been counting, watching the large clock above his head tick around over and over again. So it's now 11:38. 11:33 was the last time he looked up from his laptop and in your direction. Fuck.
Oh, you like that, princess? You like when I touch you like that? Feel how wet you are for daddy.
You squirm in your place, squeezing your eyes closed for a moment to try and regain your composure. This gets your boyfriend's attention. His hazel eyes land on you, and then between your spread legs. And he smirks softly when he confirms you're not breaking the golden rule. No touching. And returns his gaze to his work. You clench around nothing, feeling your legs growing tired. The smooth leather under your knees was cool to begin with, but you've been in this position for so long, it's grown hot and tacky beneath your skin. Your legs are hooked over the arms of the armchair, spreading yourself on full display for him. You're not allowed to touch, but Sam had pulled your panties to one side only an hour into his workday, once they were soaked and ruined, and he wanted to see how much of a mess you'd already become. He'd slipped back in his office chair with a smug grin on his face as you dripped onto the leather seat beneath you and begged for some relief. I'm busy, baby girl. You're gonna have to wait, was all he'd said before ignoring you from then on.
Fuck, baby. You feel that? You feel how hard you make me? Jesus, daddy just wants to feel this desperate little pussy so badly. But you're gonna have to get it nice and stretched for me first.
Of course, sitting with your legs spread and your dripping pussy on display for your boyfriend wasn't even the worst part. You could have probably survived the no-touching rule if that was all your day would entail. But the earbud Sam had pushed into your ears are playing through some of the filthiest audio porn you've ever heard, and your legs are almost shaking. You want to touch yourself so badly. You can never resist when listening to your favourite audios. The porn actor's voice is so fucking deep and sensual, and the grunts and gasps that he's making as he plays up to the fantasy he's painting in your head is making your mind spin. You're pretty sure if you weren't trying to distract yourself from the guy telling you the most dirty, depraved things in your ear with the man sitting opposite you doing nothing but working, you could probably get off untouched.
Oh fuck. Just like that, baby. That's it. Suck me down. Fuck.
His moans fill your ears and you whimper. How loudly, you're not sure, because the audio is drowning out the sound of your own voice. But it gets Sam's attention again, and he turns in his chair slightly. Your stomach flutters at the prospect of him giving you attention. You're craving it so badly. His eyes on you only intensifies the feeling the audio is giving you, and you bite your lip to stop yourself from moaning again. Sam reaches for his cell phone and lifts it. You can only assume at the angle he's holding it at, he's taking a photo, or maybe a video to show you later. What a desperate, needy little girl you are. And you know he's told his PA not to bother him all day today, but his office door is still unlocked, meaning anyone could just walk in and see you like this if they wanted to. You wouldn't even hear them coming if they did. The very thought only makes your heart race harder as Sam continues to take photos or videos of you, and your head is still swimming with moans.
Fuck, sweetheart. That little mouth is so good around daddy's cock. Love the way you're gagging it. Take it deeper, come on. There you go. You gonna touch yourself for me whilst you suck daddy's cock? Yeah, you are. Nice and wet for me, princess.
You can feel the trickle down your thighs, and you squirm again, desperate for some kind of friction, even if it's just from the air. Sam suddenly lifts a finger to his lips. You can't tell why you need to be quiet, but someone's outside the office. Or maybe you're just being too loud, but you try your hardest to be silent, even though you can't even hear yourself. Sam presses his phone to his ear and starts to talk, though you can't hear what he's saying. He finally gets out of his chair and rounds his desk, slowly and casually making his way over to you.
That's it, princess. Get those fingers nice and deep in your pussy. Stretch it out for daddy's cock, or it won't fit.
You close your eyes tight and will yourself not to touch, like you've been commanded not to. But you want nothing more than to plunge your fingers deep inside you, like you're being instructed to. But he's not in charge of you. Sam is. You open your eyes and see that Sam's now standing over you, a small smirk on his lips as he answers whoever's on the other end of the phone. He once more holds his finger to his lips, and you bite your lips closed from the inside, nodding your head to show you'll comply. Sam's large hand drops, landing on your knee, and your whole body shivers at the touch as he begins to move his hand a little higher up.
Come here, baby. Stand in front of daddy just like that. Spread those legs. Oh, you like it when I run my hand up your thigh, don't you? So desperate.
It's like Sam can hear it too, and whilst the voice doesn't match Sam's, it's still enough to get you even closer to the edge. Your eyes roll, your hips bucking upwards, in a desperate search for his touch to be closer to your pussy. Sam pulls back, ever so slightly, so you relax again, hoping to let him continue without any further interruption. He continues to speak on the phone, but his voice is mere background buzz when you've got moaning in your ears.
You want daddy to touch you, baby girl? Want daddy's fingers in your dripping cunt? Look at it, so fucking messy for me.
He growls. Sam doesn't quite touch you, but Sam does pull your pussy lip, spreading you even further open for him as he marvels at it. His lips are moving again as he talks, but his eyes are trained on your cunt. Your whole body is practically trembling in anticipation. But then his hand moves away, and you're not sure if you were able to keep the disappointment whimper inside. Sam doesn't show on his face if you did make any noise, though.
Oh, fuck. Daddy just loves that sweet little cunt of yours, baby. How many fingers should I use? 3? Oh, baby girl, you're far too tight for 3. We need to work you open first. So fucking greedy.
Sam's hand moves towards your mouth, and you're quick to open it and suck his fingers softly, swirling your tongue around to the digits like it's his cock. And then Sam pulls them out and smirks, his face adorned with admiration. You're breathing heavily. That much you can tell, as Sam lowers his hand to between your legs and slowly pushes one finger in to the first knuckle. Your whole body shudders in relief of finally being touched, and you try your hardest to be quiet as he once again talks to the person on the phone. He pushes his finger a little deeper, and then curls it, dragging it back out along your sweet spot, before adding a second.
Want another one, baby girl? Fuck, you feel so tight. Gonna feel so fucking good around my cock.
You nod fervently, answering the audio, despite the fact it's not Sam. And Sam's smirk widens as he pushes two fingers into the second knuckle and hooks them into your G-spot, using his thumb to rub in small circles over your clit. You can't stop yourself from bucking your hips against his hand, fucking yourself on his fingers as you clamp your own hand over your mouth to stop yourself from screaming out. Sam straightens up, bending over to keep his fingers inside you. He traps his phone between his shoulder and his ear, and, with his now free hand, reaches down to open his slacks. You can see he's hard from the impressive bulge behind the fabric, and when he pulls himself free, he's leaking pre-cum and throbbing in his fist. Sam's hand leaves his cock and grips the back of your neck, urging you closer. And once your lips are wrapped around his tip, he grips his phone once more and continues to speak. His fingers wiggle inside you.
I think you're ready for daddy's cock, princess. Look at you, all dripping and stretched open for me. I'm gonna fuck you so deep. Oh, you like the sound of that, do you? Love it when daddy splits you open on his cock. Fuck, baby. I'm throbbing just thinking about it.
You suck Sam down harder, swirling your tongue as much as possible and Sam thrusts his hips forwards and starts fucking you harder and deeper with his fingers. You're not sure who he's talking to, but the conversation is still going, and you can only assume it's some kind of business off of the back of the TED talk that recently went live. He's been so busy since then, hardly any time for you. But now you're hoping he brings you to work every day if this is how it's gonna go. It might be torture, but it's perfect.
You ready for it, baby? Beg me for it. Wanna hear you. You don't sound like you want me. I said beg. That's more like it. Come here.
You moan around Sam's cock, and he pulls back, pulling his fingers out of you and reaching up to quickly loosen his tie and pull it from his collar. Taking the silk item, he starts stuffing it into your mouth, gagging you enough that you assume your protests are totally muffled, and he doesn't seem fazed when you whimper, so it mightn't be too loud.
Oh fuck, baby girl. That little cunt is fucking perfect. Such a naughty little slut for daddy, aren't you? Yeah, you are.
Sam plunges his fingers back inside you, and you bite down hard on the tie, squeezing your eyes shut as you try and stop yourself from screaming. You're so close to coming undone around your boyfriend's digits, your cunt is sucking him in for dear life. You're squirming hard now, enough to knock one of the earbuds out, so you can hear the noises in the room a little more clearly. To your horror, you can hear your own whimpering pretty damn loud. There's no way that whoever Sam's talking to can't hear that. You hadn't even realised you were making that much noise. I'm telling you, dude, ever since you found your audios online, this is all she listens to. Makes her drip every time. Sam chuckles, his breathing irregular.
That's it, baby. You're gonna fucking come on my cock.
It's not all consuming anymore, but with one earbud in, you can still hear the depraved dirty talking, and Sam smirks when he sees your empty ear. Why don't you talk to her? Lord knows he gets her off. Sam's smirk only gets more smug as he slowly hands you his cell, and you take it from him with a shaking hand. You never thought Sam would confront your recent discovery like this. He tugs his tie from your mouth, and your jaw aches a little as you close your mouth slightly, more than you could before, and bring the cell to your ear. Dean, you gasp out. Hey, baby girl, he chuckles. The same deep voice that had been getting you to the brink of an orgasm bleeds through the phone and makes you clench around Sam's fingers again. My brother tells me you're a big fan of my work. I saw the photos of you enjoying it. You whimper. Finding Dean's dirty little secret had been an accident. Getting off on the sound of your boyfriend's brother's voice was the second and bigger accident. The biggest accident, though, was leaving the tab open for Sam to find when he came to use the laptop the next day, only to be greeted with the sound of his brother telling you to suck your fingers clean and tell him how you taste. What followed that wasn't an accident at all. Sam had made you listen to every single audio his brother had ever posted publicly, and watch as you came undone to every single one. You thought that Sam wouldn't want Dean to know about this, about his girlfriend's obsession with his brother's voice. You never imagined Dean ever knowing that you knew his secret. He tells me you get off every single time. Is that right? Yeah, you reply shakily. Dean chuckles. Did you know it was me? Yeah, you admit breathily, realizing there's no point denying it. The way Dean asked the question made you sure he already knew the answer anyway. Of course you did. Naughty little slut. Dean growls. You whimper, closing your eyes as Sam curls his fingers again. I think I deserve to hear the pretty noises you make every time I get you off, don't you? Yeah, Dean. You agree, your head spinning with your impending orgasm. Good girl. Then you better come for us now. Come around my brother's fingers, come on. The other Dean is still plugged into your other ear, grunting and groaning as he fucks you, and the entire thing is too much. You come hard and fast on Sam's fingers, coating them in slick and juices as Dean hums down the phone in approval. Sam smirks as he brings his dripping fingers up to his mouth and sucks them clean, not taking his eyes off of you. "So, is it just my voice you like?" Dean asks, bringing you back to his voice. "Or do you think that maybe next time I could feel that for myself around my cock?" "I'm sure Sammy wouldn't mind sharing his little toy with his big brother." You're still gasping for air as Sam reaches and retrieves his phone, bringing it back to his ear. "All right, you played your part," he smirks, stroking his cock lazily. "Yeah, maybe," Sam agrees easily to whatever Dean had said, slowly walking back towards his desk. "I'm gonna go. I'm actually busy today," he tells him, taking a seat back in his office chair. You can feel the chair soaked beneath you, and despite your recent climax and your trembling legs still hooked over the arms of the armchair, you're desperate for more. Sam puts his cell down on his desk and looks up at you, smirking hard. He raises his hand, his finger still glistening with your arousal as he flicks them in a beckoning motion. "Come keep my cock warm whilst I answer these emails," he commands, pushing back in his chair. "And then maybe, when I'm less busy, I'll fuck you."